Welcome to another very special episode of the Afar Podcast. Today we have a very special guest. We have Tori joining. How you doing, Tori?
I'm doing well today.
Listen, I get hyped up every time we're in the same room, man. How you living today?
I'm feeling good, always.
That's good to hear. Yo, I think you know this. I've said this to you before, but I'm gonna let all the listeners know. You're the biggest trash talker here at Father's Uplift, man. How you feel knowing that you wear that title?
Well, whatever. Anytime you get a title, then you got to wear it.
Listen, that's
But I got to live up to it, though. That's the most important thing. If you get a title, you got to live up to it.
Yeah, listen. And unfortunately, the rest of us know. You know what I'm saying? You live up to that every day. You know? Nah, man. But to be honest, man, it's a pleasure to have you on today. And obviously, what month is it?
What you mean? Black History Month.
What are you doing? Every month is Black History Month. Why are you playing with me, man? Come on. Listen, it's June. And here at Father's Uplift, we rebrand in June, man. You know, just because Father's Day falls in June doesn't mean it's just one day. Listen, it's going to be from now on, the entire month of June is for fatherhood, man. And so that's why we're here today, and that's why we're getting this episode off. So first thing I want to ask you, man, is how did you end up here at Father's Uplift?
Yep. So it's a really important story to me, actually. It's an important story for my life. One of the most important stories I can say that I've ever experienced. I went to Boston University with our CEO, Charles, and one of the days that I was coming home from school, I was riding by the chapel, and I saw a person sitting in front of the chapel by himself. And so I'm pedaling up the street, and I said, you know what? I'm going to go over and see who this person is. So pedal over. So what's up? How you doing? I'm Tori. Who are you? He said, I'm Charles. Nice to meet you. And that was it. That was it from there. Yep.
That's awesome. Did he say, hi, I'm Charles? Or did he say, I'm the Charles Daniels? You know what I'm saying?
Charles would never do something like that.
Yeah, I know.
In reverse, if it were me, I would have done that. But Charles, nah. Too much humility from Charles.
Yeah, no.
But it was really a special thing, especially where he happened to be at, sitting in front of the chapel. And that was that. Now, when I say that was it, I really mean that. From that day forward, he was my man.
Yeah, that's interesting. Like, I'll say this, is like, I don't know, like, I'm a people person, so I feel like I always have like an easy time kind of walking up to people and striking up a conversation. But it must have been something very powerful for you to just kind of walk up to a stranger, introduce yourself, and then you guys have like an instant connection. Like, how did that grow?
I think like you said, it's something about it. I was at seminary, right? So spirit is one of our keywords, right? And once I headed over, that was it. As I said, sometimes you meet a person and you look them directly in the eye, they look at you, and you know that's the end of it. I think quite often, right? And we're sitting talking about men, right? Quite often, we always talk about that with women. You look at somebody, you look them in the eye, oh, I knew her, I loved her from the moment I met her. Mm-hmm. We say that, right? The difference is I knew I loved this person the day that I saw this person. Mm-hmm. And that person was a man. Mm-hmm. And I knew that I loved that person.
That's awesome.
And I mean that.
No, man, I love to hear that, because I think also, like, you just kind of touched on something that's really important. I feel like as men, sometimes, like, it's almost, like, stigmatized for us to tell our friends that we love them. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I don't understand why. Like, listen, all my friends, like, I truly love them, and I make it a point to tell them, you know, every day, at least once a week, like, yo, man, I love you. What I'll do, I'll send a text message in the morning, be like, yo, bro, when's the last time I told you I love you? You know what I'm saying? And like, if they don't, they're like, oh, I don't know, like, last week, oh, it's been too long, man. I love you, bro. You know what I'm saying? Just because I think we need to hear that more often, you know, and to normalize that. So I think it's dope for you to say that. And that was kind of like how it all started off. That's amazing. So can I ask, what was your relationship like with your father?
I had a wonderful relationship with my father. Well, I have one. I had.
Yeah.
I have a wonderful relationship with my father. And one of the things that I can say that it will stick with me and stuck with me from, since I understood what was going on in the world, right? My father's a leader. Mm-hmm. He's a person that, in the door, out the door, whatever's going on, he's someone that I can look to at any moment. If I have a question, I have a concern, whatever it might be, I can make that phone call. Or back when I was living in the household, that's it. It was just a stroll to the bedroom, and that was the end of it. We could have a conversation, however, whatever it might be. And you know what? He always spoke to me like a man, right? And I don't mean that in a masculine way, but he spoke to me as an intelligent person, a person that can understand, and I received that, and it's something that grew with me. And so I was always able to have a relationship with someone who's speaking to you with respect, someone that you look at and you look up to, that level of respect to look down at you, right? I say height wise, whatever it might be, right? They're looking at you, they look at you with respect and look you directly in the eye. And I took that and I ran with it.
That's awesome, man. It sounded like he really instilled like a sense of autonomy in you from a very early age, which I think is really important, man. Like, as like any man of color in this country, like, you need to be able to have that certain level of confidence. And I think society's always kind of telling us that we're not good enough and that, like, you know, they're always trying to tear us down. So it's awesome that your dad really built that and instilled that in you. What would you say is like one of the some of the fondest memories you have with your dad?
Yeah, you know, I thought this one through. Actually, this is a written. This is not freestyle. I thought this one through. There are two fond memories that I have. So my dad used to work the night shift when I was in high school, and what would happen is at lunchtime, my dad would leave from work, come to pick me up, and then take me to the high school games so I can go and watch people play.
Yeah.
So I was 12 years old, and my dad used to take me to the high school games so I can see. So my dad was supposed to have lunch, I'd say, for an hour. Mm-hmm. I mean, lunch had to be about 2.5 hours. but what my dad was trying to do was not skip out on my life. Yeah. So working the night shift from 4 to 12, whatever it might be, yeah, my dad understood that those hours, you're going to miss out on a lot. Yeah. And my dad didn't do that. He went above and beyond the call of duty. And essentially, right, I guess you're risking your job.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah. But he did that to make sure he was present.
That's awesome.
And the other one, I said it with two, right?
Yeah.
The other one was that when I decided that I wanted to leave home and go to prep school, mm-hmm, my mother told me behind my father's back that when we went to visit the campus, my dad said, oh, no, I don't want him to go here.
Uh-huh.
And the reason why I found out was because he felt that he wasn't going to be able to see me play every week. Mm. And so he held on to that. My mom was like, you going to this school? Because it was a beautiful place. It was a great opportunity for me, right?
Yeah.
And my dad would always want that as well. Mm. But he really felt like I need to be at my son's game. And he felt like he was losing that.
Yeah.
And it was, and it felt really beautiful for me to know that my father felt that day to day and that level of love.
Yeah.
And I hold on to that to this day.
That is beautiful, man. I love to hear it. I mean, shout out to your pops, man. He sounds like an incredible person. Are you hoping to be a father someday? Is that something you want?
I am.
Dope, man. How many kids you want?
I want 4 daughters. I already know for a fact.
Ooh, about to be girl dad. Listen, I love it, man. You about to have a squad. Listen, you ain't stopping.
Like, I'm living the dream. 4 daughters. Yeah, that's what I'm
hoping for. Nah, I love that, man. For real. So, Tori, what does it mean to you, man, to work at Father's Uplift?
Yeah. What it means to me, and I'm very specific in this, for me, one of the most important things to do in the world is philanthropy. And so for me, right, when I look at other people and see the opportunities they either have or do not have, I'm here at Father's Uplift, I'm getting an opportunity to see what people need.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't know what people need, I can't help.
Yeah.
So I'm in a place, I'm getting an opportunity to know what people need and I can operate accordingly. And so I know how I can use my resources.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what it means to me. Okay. It means the opportunity to know what it is that people need.
That's dope, man. And I'm going to say this, Tori, because, like, you're not really, like, face-to-face with clients on a daily basis, right? And so, like, I don't think our dads know how much they really appreciate you, right? Because, like, they don't know all the work that you do. But, like, I know for a fact that they are appreciative of the work you do because they appreciate Father's Uplift and everything that comes with it. And, you know, like, listen, Charles sings your praises all the time. So we know you out here grinding. And one thing I'll say is, like, I'll come in and you're already here and I'll leave and you're still here. So there's been times where I'm like, yo, does Tori ever go home? You know what I'm saying? So, like, listen, the grind is real. So, like, on behalf of all the fathers, man, who interact with Father's Uplift, I know that they are very thankful for you. And I'm sure they want to pass the happy Father's Day along to your dad. But before I let you go, there's 2 more things I want to ask you. The first is, you know, obviously, because we are a mental health clinic, one of the big things that we advocate for with all of our clients and even with us as a staff is that self-care is very important. So what are some of your favorite forms of self-care?
My favorite form of self-care is restaurants.
Oh, listen, name a couple. What's your favorite spot? So
my favorite restaurant, Boston, is Abe and Louie's.
There we go.
That's where I go. And 2 others. I got the Ocean Air is one. Ooh. And Ocean Prime is the other.
Listen, you a classy man, bro. You have the finer taste in life, man. I love that.
So those are my places. That's what I do for self-care.
That's dope, man. Hey, can I ask you, as we're wrapping up here, like, what is like a final message you want to send out to the dads?
Final message I want to send out is, no matter what your circumstances, I respect you as a person. I think that sometimes, whether you're in your child's life or you're not in your child's life, you face judgment. But what I've come to understand, especially working at Father's Uplift, is that that judgment oftentimes is not correct. And so, whoever you are as a father, I just want you to know that I respect you, and that even though I don't know you, I respect the fact that there's something in you, something inside your heart that's there, and I just hope for you that you're able to express it in a way that all of us can understand and see the love that you have within you.
That's awesome, man. I love to hear that. You want to wish your pops a happy Father's Day?
Yeah, Dad, happy Father's Day. Yeah. You know I love you, and that's all I got to say about that.
Yeah. And one last thing before we wrap up, man. We actually had this conversation, and something that you mentioned about Father's Day, it really made me reflect. And like, yo, you're a very deep thinker, and this was something that hit me so hard because I had never thought about it before. You know, you had mentioned that like Father's Day is not actually just for fathers. It's for all the mentors, right? All the men who take the time to really appreciate, to kind of show guidance to young men who don't have fathers, right? Like, I never met my dad. And when you said that to me, I instantly just thought of all the men who took the time, like baseball coaches, football coaches, teachers, or neighbors, or like close family relatives or family friends who would like take the time to speak to me and who could tell I was hurting and would just hear me vent every now and then, or, you know, would buy me clothes or give me a meal when I didn't have something to eat. And so like, you know, not only just to the fathers, but for all the men who take the time to mentor other young men, like, happy Father's Day, because that's kind of essentially what a father is, right? And I think that I really appreciated that, because I think this year, you know, I used to really just like hate Father's Day. It was always very like hard for me to deal with it, because you hear every, especially on with social media, everybody's, oh, I love my dad, I love my dad, I love, and like, not that I'm upset for them or anything, but like, it was always like a constant reminder that I'm by myself, right? But now I think that I can like kind of change the dynamic for myself personally and think about these mentors who have looked out for me in the years and reach out to them on Father's Day and thank them for the role that they had. So for that, I want to thank you. And I want to thank your father, man, for making the man that you are, you know, helping raise you the way that you are, because you are a very thoughtful thinker. And I think that it's just great. I feel very appreciative to have you in my life, man, and in my circle. So thanks, man.
And I appreciate you for receiving the message and sharing that with me.
That's dope, man. Listen, anything else you want to say?
I'm all set. I feel good.
That's dope, man. Thank you, man. Thank you for being on this episode.